Inside Amazon's quick commerce play in India, Rivaree round gets bigger, Anicut wants in. Cognizant may lay off nearly 15,000 employees. Grow widens SIP lead, PhonePe 2 surges.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, Jeff Bezos once said, "It's always day one at Amazon," a reminder to move fast and stay obsessed with customers. Now, that day one playbook is back in action in India's quick commerce race. Quick commerce is no longer just about groceries. It's now eating into categories that once belonged to traditional e-commerce. And that's forcing Amazon to respond. Its push with Amazon now isn't just about growth anymore. It's increasingly a defensive pivot. As Bernstein's Jignashu Gore points out, the real concern began when quick commerce moved beyond groceries into mainstream e-commerce territory. With an estimated 30 to 35 million Prime users in India, the real battle is about keeping loyal customers before they drift to faster alternatives. Amazon is moving quickly. Amazon now is already clocking around 300,000 to 350,000 daily orders across roughly 450 to 500 dark stores. That makes it credible, but still far behind the leaders. Blinkit leads with about 3 million daily orders, followed by Zepto at around 1.5 to 1.6 million and Instamart at roughly 1.2 million. As one rival founder put it, Amazon will be a serious player, but not just yet. To catch up, Amazon has turned to aggressive discounts and fee waivers. That's helping drive adoption. But rivals say it's mostly shifting market share, not expanding the market. The bigger challenge, quick commerce isn't just about speed at checkout, it's about mastering operations, and that takes time. Moving on to our second story, and this is a funding story in the electric vehicle space. Now, EV startup Rivaree is gearing up for a bigger fundraise and a bigger future. The company is now looking to raise about $800 million, up from its earlier $80 million target. Investors in the mix include Claypont Capital, Elevate Venture Partners, and Anicut Capital. Now, we had earlier reported that A91 would also be in this round, but we've now learned that A91 Partners is not looking at River anymore, but Anicut Capital has now entered the fray. Now, River is currently being valued at around $200 million. The plan is straightforward: more capital to fuel expansion. River wants to launch new models every year and expand its offline retail footprint. Right now, it sells about 3,000 scooters annually and has just one model, the Indy. Meanwhile, established players like TVS Motor Company, Bajaj Auto, and Ather Energy continue to dominate the market. Moving on to our third story, and this is a not so good story from the IT sector, because we are talking about NASDAQ-listed Cognizant and the huge number of layoffs they are about to undertake. Now, we understand from our sources that Cognizant could cut between 12,000 and 15,000 jobs globally, with most of that impact likely in India. The company hasn't confirmed numbers, but it has projected restructuring costs of up to $320 million under what it calls Project Leap. The reason? A fundamental shift in how IT services work. Clients are moving away from pyramid-heavy models, fewer freshers, leaner teams, and more focus on high-skill roles aligned with AI. This isn't just Cognizant. Across the sector, companies like TCS, Accenture, HCL Tech, and Oracle have all been restructuring. Put simply, the traditional IT pyramid is flattening, and that means fewer entry-level roles going forward. Quick note before we go, in the fintech space, Groww continues to lead in SIP accounts with a 17% market share, while PhonePe is emerging as the fastest growing player in this segment. WellTech platform Groww's market share of active SIP accounts expanded to 17% in FY26 from 12% in the previous year, consolidating its lead in user volume in the mutual fund and retail broking space. Now, with nearly a threefold growth in FY26, Bengaluru-based payments firm PhonePe emerged as the fastest growing player among the top 10 firms for active systematic investment plan accounts. Groww reported 1.7 crore SIP accounts at the end of FY26, a 42% growth from 1.2 crore SIP accounts in FY25. Now, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.